事略影
On the town
就在 BBC Learning English
From BBC Learning English
Hello and welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English I'm Rosie and here in the studio with me I have Helen
Hey, 大家好
Today we're talking about an event that draws plenty of visitors to the town of Whitby on the northeast coast of Britain. It happens twice a year and transforms the town. It's the Goth Weekend.
Oh, 哎呀，怎么打雷了？位于英国东北海岸的 Whitby 城市，这里老下雨。Is it why we have this thunder?
No, not really. I decided to use the sound effect of thunder for dramatic purposes. Whitby is where the Irish novelist Bram Stoker was inspired to write Dracula. He visited the town in 1890. Now the Goths go there. They're fans of a type of rock music which expresses ideas about death or the end of the world.
我也听说过 Bram Stoker, 他是个作家。吸血鬼 Dracula 那本书就是他写的里面的主题啊就是 Goth 还有死亡世界末日喜欢吸血鬼影片的观众们往往也会打扮成那样披上黑斗篷脸涂白粉
Well, there were lots of Goths walking up and down the streets of Whitby last weekend for this event which has become very famous As its organiser, Joe Hampshire explained to a BBC reporter She talks about other people who enjoyed the festival
You get under-18s with their mums and dads. You get what we call goth spotters, which are your kind of middle-aged couple just coming to soak up the atmosphere and the ambience. We get a lot of costume dressers now.
Joe Hampshire, who organised the Goth Weekend, mentioned some of the people who take part. And they're under-18s with their mums and dads.
未成年人 under-18s 和他们的父母在一起 with their mums and dads. 还有专门来看热闹的哥特米。Goth spotters.
Goth spotters. This is a very interesting expression in English. A spotter is a person who observes things linked to a particular interest. Like the train spotter. This is very British.
喜欢记列车牌号的火车迷 Train spotter.
The goth spotters go to Whitby to look at goths and soak up the atmosphere.
吸收 soak up, 气氛 the atmosphere.
And what the Goths themselves do over there? Well, you might be surprised when you listen to this report by the BBC's Alison Freeman, who interviewed two of them.
There seems to be many reasons why this vibrant and inclusive festival has a special place in people's hearts.
He proposed to me last year up at the Abbey.
We got our wedding vows blessed just after we'd got married. And then tomorrow we're doing the same again.
So what was it, Helen, that some Goths were doing in Whitby in this vibrant...
有活力的 vibrant.
And inclusive.
应有尽有的 inclusive. 在这个庆祝活动期间什么样的哥特迷都有像去年有一对非常浪漫的情侣在这里订婚。
He proposed to her.
求婚 to propose. 多么不寻常的庆祝活动。那么当地人对这个庆祝活动是怎么看的呢一下子多出来这么多的旅客。Are they happy?
Yes, the Goth Weekend is not only entertaining for them, but it's also good for business. The BBC reporter used an item of clothing to refer to Whitby's main industry. See if you can catch what it is. Next, you will hear reporter Alison Freeman talking to Graham Collinson, chairman of the Whitby Hospitality Association.
Fishing used to be the major industry for Whitby, but now they say the fishnet stockings worn by the Goths brings in far more cash than the fishing nets themselves. And that means the Velvet Pound is very welcome here in Whitby.
Whitby is based on tourism now. Shops, cafes, restaurants are all busy and full. It's great.
Ah, the fishnet stockings. 渔网丝袜可是哥德式装扮的必备品。
Yes, they wear fishnet stockings. These have this name because they remind people of nets used to catch fish. Fishing nets.
渔网 fishing nets. Very clever.
And the reporter uses the expression the velvet pound, meaning Goths' money, their power to buy things.
这是个比喻。因为哥特迷的服装多数有用天鹅绒布 velvet, 所以他们的花销能力就被比喻成 velvet pound, 天鹅绒英镑。有时候我们也会听到媒体形容老年消费群体为 It was
the grey pound, because old people usually have grey hair.
Grey pound, 灰色英镑。So, Rosie, 我们几时能披上黑斗篷到 Whitby 去感受一下那种气氛? To soak up the atmosphere?
The next Goth weekend might take place in November. Then we'll be able to join many under-18s with their mums and dads and Goth spotters in Whitby. And I'm sure that even if nobody proposes to us, we'll still enjoy it.
不过我们还得先买好渔网丝袜。Stockings that look like fishnet.
Yes, the fishnet stockings.And go to Whitby to spend money and to show the power of the velvet pound. But that's later in the year. Now we have to wrap up this edition of On the Town and say goodbye.
好了，我们的节目就到这儿。我们的网址是 www.bbcukchina.com。下次节目再会，拜拜。
拜拜。
都市掠影
On the Town
就在 BBC Learning English。
From BBC Learning English.